Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're now on Red Circle as well as Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. We're also on the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you like and subscribe because you get more than just our podcast there. Posted more than 40 videos from Heat Training Camp and Heat Media Day this week. So make sure you subscribe there. Also, FiveReasonsSports.com. Spell that one out. This episode is sponsored by our friends over at Prize Picks. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. Get your initial deposit matched up to $100. This is our official fantasy sponsor. Again, use the code 5, F-I-V-E, when you download Prize Picks from the Google Play Store, the App Store, or go to prizepicks.com. Also sponsored by our friends over at Therapist Preferred. Use the code 5RSN. That's the number 5. RSN, like Reason Sports Network, you get 25% off all the premium CBD, the sports cream, the gummies, the tincture, therapistpreferred.com. Again, the code 5RSN for 25% off. And now, my one-on-one conversation with the 20-year veteran of the Miami Heat and the captain, Udonis Haslem.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
When you look at this group, and sort of everything that you guys overcame last year, and you've talked about it, all the undrafteds, the journey that some of these guys have, do you feel the hunger will be there for this group the way it was last year?
Yeah. I mean, we're good with, you know, I just got this saying, if you read between the lines, they always tell you what they feel about you. They always tell you how they feel about you. And we're pretty good reading between the lines. You know what I mean? I've made sure everybody's been educated on reading it between the lines. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have to come out and say it without saying it. You know what I'm saying? It's very clear, you know, what people think about this roster. Mm-hmm. You know, and what people think we're capable of. Mm-hmm. So, as always, you know, we won't talk about it, we'll be about it. And instead of, you know, telling you, we'll show you. It's always our motto. You know what I'm saying? We'll show you. We don't have to tell you. You know, we understand what the expectations are. We understand what people are doing out there. And we always sit back and just pay attention and just use it. Mm.
Why do you think, after what you accomplished last year, I mean, you were literally one shot from the finals.
We're just not sexy.
Yeah.
We're not sexy. We don't have all the high draft picks. We don't have all the pretty boys. Mm-hmm. We've got lunch pail guys. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Chopping wood and carry water. Saying that's not attractive to everybody, but it wins. It's who we are. We embrace who we are. We don't try to change who we are for what other people seem to think more attractive or what other people seem to think is more successful. Mm-hmm. You know, we live in our truth. You know what I'm saying? That's why we accept all the have-nots.
But you are on the total opposite spectrum of where you were, say, with this team 2010 to 2014, where then it was everybody didn't like you guys, and now it's everybody doesn't respect you guys, right? Like, I mean, in those years, if you didn't win a championship, it was a failure, right? Like, that's how everybody perceived it from the very beginning, 2011, all the rest of it. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any in between with you guys in terms of the way that you're perceived, right?
Fine.
Yeah.
We aren't for everybody. We understand that. You know what I mean? You know, there's very few organization, very few teams or very few places that have players that come every day, pay attention to every single detail, hold everybody accountable on every single detail, and we're gonna work our ass off every single day. And to do that every day consistently, everybody can do it. Nut is everybody wanting to. You know what I'm saying? So we have a place where we have guys that are very like-minded. You know what I'm saying? And like I always say, you know, bring other dogs to the kennel, they'll fit right in. And that's what we've done.
Were you proud of this team last year?
Very proud, extremely proud. You know, extremely proud. From everybody counting us out to Draymond sitting on national TV to us walking into Boston, and everybody thought it was over, and getting that game and taking it back home. You know what I mean? Extremely proud. You know, I just watched it all year. I watched us being East number one all year, and I watched everybody say this team and that team and this team and that team and not us, and we just sat in front of the East all season, and I watched it. It's one thing to have analysts and so-called people who know what they talk about, have a perspective or have an opinion. It's a whole other thing when it starts coming from the players and the people in this league. And that's the shit that we can't have. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to line it up. Mm-hmm. The media don't. Mm-hmm. But you have to line it up. Mm-hmm. So, when the level of disrespect comes from other teams, that's when, it becomes issue.
But it was guys who should know better, right? Like you talk about Draymond. I mean, you look at Draymond's path. He was not a first-round pick.
I mean, everybody gets like, if you get confused sometimes, you get a couple of rings and a couple of dollars. That's the thing about me, man. I haven't changed, and I never will. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. I think from the guys that come in here with 1,000 championships to the guys that come in here with no championship and no NBA experience, I'm still relatable. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to bring out the best of you, regardless of what your path has been. I relate to all these guys in so many different ways, on the court, off the court. Like I tell people all the time, man, before we talk about basketball, I understand you as a person, and your background and where you came from and who you are.
Is this the right type of group for you to finish with? When you look at all the groups you've played with, because you've played with, the Heatles and all the rest of that, but it feels like this is your kind of group.
I love being in the mud and in the trenches with my guys, man. I think what people don't really understand is, everything that goes on here between me and these guys is a collaboration. They push me just as much as I push them. There's expectations on me just like I put expectations on him. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, this kind of team, these hungry guys, these guys that feel overlooked, these guys that feel disrespected, these guys that come in every day and get it out of the mud, this is the perfect team to be a part of towards the end. You know what I'm saying? Because just the mentality is just the same. It's all like-minded people. You know what I'm saying?
How are you going to replace this? Like, I'm just looking out at the floor, right? You know all these guys. They know you. They respect you. You come every day to work to make sure that you can compete with them in practice and push them so that they'll continue to respect. How do you replace this in your life? I know you have business interests. I understand all that. And you got family and the community and everything else that you do. But, like, this, just being here with them, like, how do you think you're going to? Because a lot of guys struggle with that, and it would seem like you would be the type of guy. You love this so much.
Just continue to be here. Mm-hmm. Who says I have to leave? Because I ain't playing no more. Continue to be around. It's a lot of opportunity to be a part of this organization in a lot of different ways and leadership at the highest level. For me, I've been authentic and I've been organic about everything that I've done. I've just let my path lead me to where it's led me. And I've just done the right thing. And this is where I've come to. There's a time where, players are being empowered. We're businessmen, what I'm saying? And, I look.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor and the 5 Reasons Sports Network. We know that the Miami Heat, they're typically pretty careful with their money. They don't overpay for players, kind of keep it in the range. But there have been mistakes. Think back to Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Deion Waiters, to name a few. Well, you don't want to make a mistake with your hard-earned cash. You don't want to get a service or a product that's overpriced or underperforms. That's why we recommend Harry's. Harry's razors, I use them. Why do I use them? Because, I can't really grow a beard. It takes me forever. It looks ridiculous. So I want to make sure that it's shaved properly. So I look somewhat presentable when I'm going to the Heat games. You can check out Harry's as well. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for the other big brands. And you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/5. That's right. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/5. Again, that's harrys.com/5 for a $3 trial set.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I weigh all my options. I look at every single opportunity, and the only thing that makes sense for me and to be a part moving forward is to be a part of the ownership. The impact that I have around this league is crazy. It's not just with the Heat. It's crazy. I get calls from, you know, Florida Panthers and so many people just to do what I do. You know what I'm saying? Just to understand what I do and how can they implement that.
When did you start to realize you could do that? Like that you were good at that?
People started telling me.
Yeah.
You know, for me it was just natural. You know, something I think I probably got from my father was natural leadership. You know what I'm saying? Unbelievable. You know, heart and belief in your guys and yourself. And then just the grit that my mom had, overcoming, you know, drugs and homelessness and, you know, all those things. I think the combination of that was just put together a great leader, you know, a guy that really believes, you know what I'm saying? So that part, it's going to be hard, but, you know, continue to be around, you know, this organization, continue to impact these guys, whoever else comes in, and continue the leadership at the next level, because at some point, there is a new era. Love Riley, man. I've learned so much, you know, and I would love to be able to just carry on, you know, some of those things that I learned and even tweak them a little bit for, you know, a newer generation, because there's going to be a new voice at some point.
If I could say the one thing in your career on the court, the one moment that you are proudest of, because we go through it and we talk about, I'm not even going to mention him because I don't want to even trigger one to your mind. I just want you to say, I say the one thing, that the one moment in your career that embodied what you're about.
Probably the Indiana series. People know how the rotation was. I wasn't really playing in the playoffs that year. Mm-hmm. And I think Chris got hurt. Mm-hmm. And then I came in and I got hit in the eye. A lot of adversity. You know, a lot of reasons to say no. A lot of reasons to give up. A lot of reasons to, you know, say it's not going my way and, you know, be soft in the mind. And, you know, but I just wanted to be there for my guys. It wasn't about not being in the rotation. It wasn't about my frustration with Spo or anybody at that time. It wasn't about getting hit in the eye with the stitches. I could have made 1,000 excuses.
You know, 8 of 9, right?
Huh?
8 of 9,
yeah.
Right?
Twice. You know, and the guy, the coach, he's going to have to shoot like that again. The fuck was he thinking? Like, I couldn't do it again. You know what I'm saying? So that defines me. You fucking challenge me. You fucking put all the odds against me. And you say I can't, and I'll find a way.
And the one moment, and I have one in mind for you, but I'm curious what you think of it. If you could take something back, if you could take some decision that you made back, would it be coming? I'll throw it out. Would you be coming back when you came back that year, and when your foot wasn't totally right in the Boston series, or did that affect you later on?
Yeah, I mean, it took about a year and a half after that to recover fully. But no, I mean, we got to the finals that year. You know, I did my job. I gave what I had. You know, the goal was to get to the finals. We got to the finals. And, you know, we didn't get it done, but no, I don't regret it. You know, I regret the fucking injury.
I was going to say.
That was a tough injury, man. Yeah. That's a scary injury for anybody. Yeah. I watch guys now that have that injury in football, and I just cringe.
Right.
You know, that's a tough injury.
Those 6 minutes against Chicago, though, where you went absolutely nuts, it reminded me of where you had that incredible flurry of plays.
Not a lot of gas.
Yeah.
Windy.
It reminded me of Zoe in game six.
So much buildup. Yeah. I mean, not all season. Yeah. I mean, I literally been training all season. Just coming to practice and going to the weight room, just training and training and training. I mean, just waiting for a moment for the Spo to say, we need you. I mean, Chicago was literally physically dominating us in the paint. That series was small.
Yeah, I remember.
Spo dust me off. And you know, they had a motto, you want to win, put your D in.
One thing on Spo, because you've seen this closer than anybody. I watch you on the court with him, talking to him and Quinny, and just kind of the relationship that the two of you have built. It's 20 years. He's different now than he was. He came in at, he was the same age as Mike McDaniel is now, when Mike McDaniel broke in, when Spo took over, 38 years old, okay? And now, you know, we're 2008 to 2022, 14 years later, you've been with him the whole way. How has he changed? How has he evolved?
Spo just continues to be current. He just continues to be current. I mean, current with his leadership, current with his compassion for the guys. Like he's just always ahead of everything. You know what I'm saying? He's never going to come back the same coach. He's never going to come back saying the same things. He's never going to come back with the same education, basketball-wise, or in life. You know, Spo just continues to evolve. Every single year, man, when you say, oh, you know, damn, Spo's a hell of a coach. When you come back next year, you're like, wow. Damn, where did he pull this from? You know what I'm saying? What books was he reading? You know what I'm saying? You can tell that in the summertime, he takes the time to really, like, maybe step away from the game physically, but he's always attached to the game mentally. You know what I'm saying? He's thinking about everything. He's thinking about the next move. He's thinking about how he's approaching us, how he's going to motivate us, how he's going to lead us. So when he comes in, man, it's just natural and it just flows. You know, it's genuine. It's authentic. You know what I'm saying? He's speaking from the heart. He's speaking with compassion. And I think a lot of guys here relate to that as well. You know, guys can see through bullshit a mile away. You know what I'm saying? You can't come in here with that bullshit. From a coach or a player perspective. We'll see it, we'll feel it, we'll know it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everything is fully done, calculated, thought out. I learn from him every day. You know what I'm saying? I learn from him every day. You know, a lot of big words that I don't know.
A lot of curse words that you use too, although he doesn't use them with us.
Not about the curse words, the big words, man. I'm like, God damn, Spo, I can tell in the context of the conversation how he uses it, what he means. But now I take it, I put it in my Rolodex, and I learned that word. It's like every day I learn a new word from Spo.
The perfect ending for you, I can imagine what it is. Obviously, you want to. I'm sure you want to walk off the court with these guys as champions. How would you even react to that if that's how the 20th season ends for you?
Wow. You know what I mean? Like, everybody wants to end like that, but who actually really has the opportunity to end it like that and a 20-year career? And at your hometown where you were born and raised, I mean, so much gratitude, man. So much gratitude for so many people and so many things that I've been able to accomplish. And my heart would be overjoyed, man. And I'll probably have a moment of solitude, man, just think about my father and the people that I lost along this journey. I've had a lot of losses, and even though I'm here standing now before you, you know, in good spirits and, you know, obviously, you know, thankful to be in this situation, it's been a lot of losses. A lot of losses, not just my parents, but friends and other people growing up. So that's where we at. We just talk about you. We just talk about you. I'm just giving you all the praise. I tell you, I learn a word from you every day. Every day I learn a new word from you.
Today.
What was the word today? I don't know, but I forget. Every time I learn the word, I see this. Yeah, I do.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.